This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A more than decade-old case was brought to the U.S. Supreme Court this week against Aurora's privately run immigration detention center. Here's CPR's Molly Cruz.
The original lawsuit was filed in 2014 by a former detainee. He said he was forced to do manual labor for little to no pay. If he refused, he says staff threatened him with solitary confinement. The GEO Group is a private prison company that runs the Aurora ICE Detention Center. Lawyers for the company argued they're immune from the suit while acting as a federal contractor. But it's unclear if immunity extends to actions the federal government didn't specifically ask a contractor to do. Here's Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson in oral arguments on Monday.
I mean, you're just asking for a blanket no liability for contractors who are following the government's instructions.
It typically takes the Supreme Court justices months to release their opinion. The Colorado class action could have a ripple effect on other government contractors who don't want to be held liable for lawsuits. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
After 54 days, Colorado's U.S. representatives will be back at the Capitol to vote on a bill to reopen the federal government. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on their positions.
The last time the U.S. House was in session and voting was September 19th. Speaker Mike Johnson kept the chamber out of session in the run-up to the government shutdown and then as the stalemate ground on. Now the House is expected to vote on the package that extends government funding through January 30th and includes passing 3 out of the 12 full-year spending bills. The state's Democratic members oppose the bill because it doesn't address extending a tax credit that helps Coloradans buy health insurance on the state exchange. But Colorado's Republicans are expected to support passage.
That's CPR's Caitlin Kim. This is CPR News and KRCC.